The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello and a warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Thank you for joining us on this edition. We're taking a look ahead to the racing on Saturday from Kempton Park. It's a good card at Kempton on Saturday with a feature handicap chase coming up at 3.35. We've got a juvenile hurdle, which is a Grade 2 prize coming up at 2.25. That's the Adonis Juvenile Hurdle. They'll be the two races that we look at in detail on this edition of the podcast. Further graded action to come on the card at Kempton. We've also got a good day of racing at Newcastle, where the Ida Chase is the feature, and there's a group action at Lingfield as well, with the Winter Derby Stakes the feature on their card. We've also got Chepstow, which rounds off the afternoon cards, and then we're racing at Wolverhampton on Saturday evening. You can join Darren Owen in the studio alongside Craig Forsyth and Andy Gibson for all of the racing on Saturday. My name is Sam Norris, and Sean Quinn joins me on today's edition of the podcast. A very warm welcome, Sean.
Good afternoon, Sam. Are you well?
I'm very good, yeah. I'm enjoying the racing that we've got at the moment, because by all accounts, if the weather forecasts are to be believed, we may well be bereft in the next week or so.
Yeah, we're seeing plenty of additional flat fixtures being put on, aren't we? I believe we've got an extra Lingfield, Wolverhampton and Chelmsford on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So the race planners aren't too enthusiastic about the prospect of National Hunt racing in the United Kingdom. But hopefully on Saturday we have everything on. I know there are minor worries about Newcastle, but It looks like we might get away with it, and hopefully we do, because Newcastle have decent racing. Kempton have very good racing. It's competitive at Chepstow. So, it looks a good weekend for punters to get stuck in.
Yeah, definitely. So hopefully the tide turns over the next few weeks regarding the weather. Because, of course, we're not too far away from the small matter of the Cheltenham Festival as well. And a little bit of Cheltenham news to kickstart the podcast. I'm sure listeners will know by now. But if the cap fits, has been announced that he's going to miss the festival by Harry Fry. He was the second favourite for the Supreme, of course, the curtain raiser for the big meeting. That leaves Getabird as the 6-4 favourite, who's shortened up now. Kalashnikov 6-1, 12-1 bar that duo. The race has definitely lost something with if the cap fits withdrawal, Sean.
Oh, definitely. He was part of my Cheltenham accumulator, so he was always going to be a non-runner, wasn't he, Sam? This was always going to happen. It's a huge shame, though, in all seriousness, that he's not running, because he's unbeaten. He looked very, very good. I was so taken with him at Kempton at Christmas. It was when he won on Boxing Day that I put him down as a real supreme candidate. I believe it's just a muscle pull that he's suffered. So hopefully it won't be the end of his season. And I know Harry Fry has mentioned that they'll try and get him back on track for Aintree. So, look, it's a shame to miss Cheltenham, but we often get so hyped up about Cheltenham. Yes. We do forget that there are plenty of other big opportunities later in the season. And there's a Grade 1 race. Well, there are several Grade 1 races for novices at Aintree. And if he's right for it, then brilliant. I'm sure we'll see him figure big style in one of those races, but Harry Fry won't rush him back, and he'll only run when they're very, very happy with him, I'm sure.
So an injury of this nature, Sean, you're more looking at weeks than months.
Yeah, if it's a pulled muscle, it's like a pulled muscle in a human. Yeah. You can't put a time scale on it necessarily, but it's not a serious injury, is it? So it'll be a case of getting him comfortable and then getting the soreness out of it and making sure that he's using himself properly before he resumes fast work.
Yeah, in terms of the Supreme picture now, I won't say it's shaping up like a two-horse race, but there are now only two horses at a single-figure price for it. Getabird has obviously hardened up as favourites. Kalashnikov's been trimmed in as well a little bit. I personally thought Kalashnikov would be trimmed in more, given the news. Obviously, he runs for a yard that are a little bit smaller than some of the leading lights, that of Amy Murphy, who's been having a terrific time across both codes at present. And I thought that they might just trim Kalashnikov in a little bit more than they have done.
Yeah, I would agree with you, because he looks to be the biggest danger to get a bird. Mm. And he's a very, very good horse, Kalashnikov. We saw that in the Betfair Hurdle where he routed more experienced opposition. He looked like he'd just been put in the race coming to the final hurdle. And, you know, I was going to say maybe he hasn't been given the credit he deserves, but we've both read the headlines, the Racing Post subsequently. Plenty of people are praising the job that Amy Murphy's done with this horse. So, you know, he's out there in the open, Kalashnikov. He's definitely the best of the British horses. And you look in behind him at the Supreme betting at the moment, the likes of Lorena, well, she's favourite for the Mares Novice, so she is likely to head down that route. Mengli Khan, well, he's looked beatable on his last two starts, because he was beaten by Get a Bird last time out. You've also got the likes of Apple Shakira, who aren't too far away. She's a 25-1 put. Well, she's likely to head for the Triumph, isn't she? So this race could cut up further at the Supreme Novices Hurdle. And one that we know will definitely be headed there is Kalashnikov.
Mm. Got Somerville Boy in the betting as well at 12-1, who did beat Kalashnikov, of course, in the Tolworth. You feel that Kalashnikov's, I know he's only had one run since, but you feel he's almost a different horse already now. And it wouldn't be surprised if he was to reverse the form. And as you say, you're beginning to pick serious holes in a lot of the candidates there. Mengli Khan, well beaten by Get a Bird, claiming taking Forgan, disappointed last time out. It could shape up as, again, not a two-horse race, but it could be a serious battle between the front two.
Yeah, but Somerville Boy is not to be overlooked, because, as you rightly say, he beat Kalashnikov four lengths in the Tolworth Hurdle. Connections of Kalashnikov said he hated the ground. I'm sure he did, but the ground was bottomless when he won at Newbury last time out, so we know he handles the ground, yet Somerville Boy was superior to him on that occasion. Noel Feely rode him on that occasion, was mightily impressed with the horse and said how well-suited he was to a strong gallop. Now, that's something he hadn't had in his three previous starts over hurdles, Sam. One thing you're going to get in the Supreme Novice Hurdle is a frenetic gallop to run off. So Somerville Boy definitely would be on my shortlist for this race at this point as well.
Yeah, an interesting picture is developing, that is for sure, for the Supreme. You're making the trip to Prestbury Park this year, Sean?
I am.
4 days?
I'm going 4 days, yeah. I didn't. The last couple of years I've only been a couple of days.
Right.
But this year I'm going to go. We've got entries in handicaps on Wednesday and Friday.
Mm.
So hopefully we'll have runners on those days. And I'll definitely go racing on Champion Hurdle Day. I love that day.
Yes.
It's one of my favourite days racing of the year. The first day of the Cheltenham Festival. So yeah, I'll be there and I'm very much looking forward to it. Are you going?
No, I'll be.
They've got the chain to here, haven't they?
Yeah. I've not been.
They've got to get someone to work that week,
Sam. I know. I've not been for a good few years now, but I would agree with you that the Tuesday's the day to go.
You're too important here, Sam. That's the problem. Yeah. You've become indispensable.
Yeah. that is the problem, isn't it?
And the bosses, of course, always have a panic on. We get the Cheltenham email about 3 months before the festival. Who can work festival week?
Yes, indeed.
I wouldn't like to be the boss is doing the rota for that week.
Yeah, it feels like we've been building up to Cheltenham forever. By the time the festival comes around, I'm almost sick of it. I'm not because I do love the week.
I know what you mean.
There is plenty of build up.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I worked on betting TV actually on the first day last year, and it was very strange, the build up, and then when it came, it was almost like not deflating, but the hype was almost bigger than the day itself.
Yeah, and then LeBake won the first as well, and everyone was sort of looking around thinking, what exactly has just happened there?
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
indeed, but it promises to be a good few days. Have you got any particular hopes for the yard going to Cheltenham? You usually have one in the Fred Winter races.
Look, my way will likely go for the Fred Winter. He ran a good race at Cheltenham last time, finished second to Apple Shakira. Project Blue Book has been entered for the County, the Martin Pipe and the Coral Cup. We'll decide later on where he goes, but he ran well last year. He was fourth in the Fred Winter last year. And Master of Irony has been entered for the County and the Martin Pipe. He'll probably need to go up to get into those races. So at this moment in time, I'd say there's two definites and one possible.
Okay, good stuff. Let's turn our attention to some of the racing on Saturday then. And the last, I suppose, real big trials they'd be before the festival coming up at Kempton. We're going to start with the 225. We're taking a look at the Adonis Juvenile Hurdle here. A grade two prize for them. 2 miles the trip, seven of them line up. And we've got to start with the likely favourite who's going to almost certainly be a shade of odds on at least, and that's Radician for Alan King and Wayne Hutchinson, who will have serious designs on something like the Triumph Hurdle.
Yeah, I know that's what Connections are hoping for with Radician. He did get an entry for the Fred Winter Hurdle the other day as well, but Alan King has said all along that he hopes this horse might make into a Triumph Hurdle horse. His two wins have come at Kempton thus far. Returns to Kempton again. He looks a horse with a high cruising speed, plenty of gears, and I think he's well suited to Kempton. That's not to say he won't be suited to Cheltenham, but he just looks at home on this track. His jumping hasn't been that slick in two starts. It was better on his last start, so I'll be interested to watch him and see has it improved again. There's every chance it will have. He's only a young horse and he's learning his trade, but certainly when he gets into top company, it's going to need to be a bit more slick. But he looks a worthy favourite for this race, Sam, and I think he'll be tough to beat.
Yeah, that's Radician then for Alan King and Wayne Hutchinson, who may well turn up in the Triumph. Would maybe have to, depending on how impressive he is on Saturday, would maybe have to improve again to mix it with the likes of Apple Shakira, who's already shown her real liking for the track at Cheltenham.
Yeah, she has. She's won there now three times, I think, hasn't she, Apple Shakira? That's going to stand her in really good stead. I don't personally fancy Radician for the Triumph Hurdle, but I do fancy him for this Adonis Hurdle. One that I think might give him most to do. We know very little about Beau Goss. I believe he's coming over to Kempton in search of better ground. It's been very soft in France and too soft for him, Anthony Bromley has reported. But Malaya wasn't at her best last time out at Aintree 11 weeks ago. The ground was absolutely bottomless, though, nearly unraceable that day. And I don't think she appreciated it. But she looked good when winning the Wednesdaydale Hurdle, beating City Dreamer the time before. And she's getting £5 from Radician. If it were a handicap, she'd only be getting £3. So she's very right with the horse at the weights, and therefore might look a little bit overpriced at 5-1 as we record this podcast.
Okay, that's the 225 then. On to the feature race of the day, a vastly competitive Grade 3 handicap chase coming up over 3 miles at 3.35. A good pot on offer as well, just shy of 57 grand available to the winner. We've got early prices for this one as well. Acting Lass is the 7-2 favourite at time of recording. Master D is 7-1, 8-1 for Tintin Theatre. Theatre Territory is 9-1, 11-1 Go Conquer, Artmarest 12-1, 14s, and bigger prices the rest. Where do you start here, Sean?
Well, Acting Lass is a good starting point because Acting Lass has enjoyed a really good season, winning all three starts, getting better with each start. That was a good performance from Harry Fry's charge last time out when he won at Ascot. He was very impressive that day in beating Kilcrea Vale. That was off a mark of 143. He's got to defy a mark of 149. But Harry Fry has won this race in the past with a similar horse. It was Opening Batsman. That's the horse back in 2013. Had a similar profile to Acting Lass. And this might have been the plan with Acting Lass for some time. Indeed, there's been good support for this horse through the week, as I say. I like one at a bigger price here, though. Artmaresk, who has to shoulder nearly top weight, running off a mark of 150. He's carrying 11 stone 10, but I thought he was the only horse to half serve it up to waiting patiently last time out at this track when finishing second. He had the likes of Godzone, Smad Place and Joss's Hill in behind. So that was a well-up-to-scratch race. We've seen waiting patiently has subsequently come out and won a Grade 1, won the Betfair Chase at Ascot last week. So whilst Artmaresk is as high as he wants to be in the handicap off 150, he has actually run in handicaps off higher marks in the past, so it mightn't prove to be beyond him. He's a horse who tends to save his best for Kempton, I feel, and he's 12-1 at the time of recording.
Yeah, 12-1 then for Artmaresk in that featured chase on the card at Kempton. Thank you for that, Sean. Just remind us, please, one more time, your two fancies there for the card at Kempton on Saturday.
Yeah, in the Adonis Hurdle, the 225, I'm keen on Radician. I think he can notch the hat trick. At the time of recording, Malaya looks to be the biggest rival, in my opinion, and 5-1 might look big. Possible forecast potential there. And at Kempton in the 3.35, their big handicap chase, I'm siding with Artmaresk, who I thought ran well behind waiting patiently last time out, and he's a horse who saves his best for Kempton Park.
Good stuff. Should be a good day of racing coming up at Kempton on Saturday. We've also got the action at Newcastle, Chepstow and Lingfield in the afternoon with a evening card at Wolverhampton. You can join the Wizard, Darren Owen, alongside Craig Forsyth and Andy Gibson for all of it on Racing Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that and best of luck.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.